Hello, friend. I want to thank you for listening in today. I'm going to dive straight in. So, if you've been in my community for a little while, you might know. And if you haven't, I'm going to share again to give it context. But I'm 40 now, and I have had a history of chronic pain and migraines, not headaches, but full-blown migraines for a very long time now. Couldn't even put a time frame on it. I do remember I started getting headaches when I was in probably grade one of school. So what are you, like 6 years old? So it wasn't always migraines, of course, at that age, but it's been an ongoing sort of experience for many, many years, and it really took hold. Probably in my, how old would I have been? 20s for about 4 or 5 years. It was quite intense to the point where, like, painkillers, because that's all I knew at that stage, they stopped working. And so I stopped taking them because there was no point. However, yeah, after having my daughter when I was 33, so 7 years ago now, they really ramped up in severity. And there would be multiple days. They would be endless. It would be more days than not in a month that I would have a migraine. And there were stages in my life before I had my daughter where, I was working in my cafes on the floor and I would have the most intense migraines and I would still keep working. I was what I would call high functioning. I would just, my pain tolerance was quite different. And I would just keep working through them because in my mind and in my world, like, I felt I didn't have another option, so I would never stop for them. I would just keep going. So over the years, I've tried, I guess I got to a point where I thought, like, this is no quality of life, like, and I'm not 90 years old, like, there's so much more life to live that I cannot keep going like this. It just wasn't sustainable. It was affecting how I parent, it was affecting my partner at the time, so it's affected relationships. It affects the way I would plan things or the things that I would or wouldn't do because I'd have to cancel last minute. I would never know when a migraine was going to come on. I never knew, like, I felt like I just my life was controlled by this level of pain. So what I want to do today is share with you some things that I have tried that have actually provided significant improvements. And I have tried so many different things. And I just think that in sharing my experience, maybe there's something that you or someone you know could benefit from. So I have always tried different things. So whether it's to do with the chronic pain or the migraines, which I feel have really led me down this path, right, of trying so many different things, whether it be alternative or Western medicine, like, I've tried them all. I've had MRIs, I've done all of that stuff in the past to arrive at a point where after, let's say, I don't know, when did I start the experimentation? Maybe like 13 years ago, I have tried so many different things and I've learned something along the way from every single thing that I've tried. So, this experience of pain in my life, physical pain to date, has meant that I then tried out so many different things that I learned so much more about myself from, but also led me on a different path, right? Like, some things I triggered my curiosity and meant that I wanted to learn more. So I guess, knew exactly what I was aiming for. I just knew that I had to try something. And I didn't know what was going to be the solution. And I would get my hopes up and then have them disappointed, at times, because I would try different things and people would recommend stuff and say, I heard about this and I heard about that. And why don't you try this and why don't you try that? And every time I would get my hopes up, only to feel severely disappointed at the end of it. I invested a lot of time, I invested a lot of money, so resources. And what I know now is that even through the experiences that didn't yield any results, so to speak, I was still learning something. and nothing was a waste. So that's, yeah, I'm just considering that and contemplating that now and thinking, wow, that's like a really big story. So I'm going to bring it in, rein it in, and literally just share now from where I'm at right now. Three, four, might end up being four different things that really I saw impactful change from. Okay, so the first time I saw a significant change was through a woman called Eunice Hammond. Some of you have probably listened to my podcast or were with me through that experience of really diving deep and committing to the Bean Protocol. So that's a protocol which is full of fiber, and I was coached through that by Unique because that's probably the only way that I would stick to it, to be honest. And I did that for about a year, maybe 3 years ago, 4 years ago now. It was about 4 years ago now. I did it for about a year and I saw pretty significant change from that. So in terms of just inflammation in my body, I could feel it changing. I could feel the inflammation in my scalp and my jaw and just the tension, all of that really changing. The joints, like my body, it felt like it moved better. It went in 3 month cycles. So I started, checking in just after the 3 month mark, the 6 month mark, 9 and 12. And I could see some significant changes at those points in just how I felt, my energy, what my sleep was like, how I was naturally becoming tired at, a really easy time. Like it would just be easy to fall asleep. It'd be easy to get tired. I wouldn't have like that afternoon slump. And I wouldn't say it was easy to follow. It's simple. It's very simple and basic, but for me, who's a foodie, what really enjoys all sorts of like restaurants and cafes, or I did in my past, I've got the hospo background. It was different to feel like maybe I wasn't accessing as much variety, and there was a real predictability to my meals. And I don't know that I loved that. However, the physical wins from that were enough. Like I feel like, yeah, it was definitely a really valuable experience, and I know that it significantly changed how I felt. So whenever someone asks me about the Bean Protocol, I just think if you've tried so many things, and you haven't had success or much luck, do a little bit of research, go onto Unique's account or her website, and just have a look. Her website, I think, is You're Great. And yeah, if you can't find her, just send me a DM and I'm happy to share her details. There's lots of podcasts with her as well that you can listen to if you're curious and want to find out more so that you can, yeah, see if it's the right fit for you. It definitely requires a bit of consistency. It's not like, you can do it for a week and see massive changes. So, yeah, highly, highly recommend, especially if you're dealing with anything hormonal, which is basically everything. So, yeah. The second thing, so another thing that I tried was German New Medicine, and I did that just last year, I think it was, that I came across Nelly. Nelly is, I think her account is called New Earth Wellness, and she is a JNM practitioner and trainer. So JNM is German New Medicine. And it's a really wonderful process, and it incorporates like diving deep into the subconscious as well, like your stored memories and finding out where the cycles are. And so an initial incident that causes then a cycle or a loop, I think it's called a track and trigger, a track that cycles in your body, and you can see the symptom or the result, right? And for me, it was the chronic pain. It's the migraines, so all of that stuff. So I did a couple of private sessions with Nelly, and we did a bit of exploration around what was going on and what the body parts related to, and it went deeper than than I had done in like Louise Hay work or other things like that, where it really combined almost like how would I explain it? It just combined all the subconscious stuff with also like this incredible sort of holistic wellness aspect to it. So German New Medicine is very centered on the concept and the thought that everything that happens in our body, every system that kicks off, every cycle that, you know, and process that it goes through is all happening for us. It's not happening to us. It's not happening against us. It's all happening for us. So when, like, I would get muscle aches and tension in my shoulders or my jaw, you know, my neck, which would precede the potential kickoff of a migraine, it's like what's happening in there is that it's potentially kicking off the same process that you would when you get sore muscles from going to the gym afterwards, right? So it's like, okay, something's being registered here in the subconscious mind. Say, for example, like self-devaluation, which is the area of my body, which was linked to self-devaluation. And then it would kick off this process and then the muscles would start to ache because they're going through this process that they think my body thinks is protecting me, and it is protecting me. It's trying to protect me from something, right? Except the physical symptom is expressing itself as pain for me. And so it would then kick off this cycle, which was linked to a subconscious thought and experience of basically we drilled it down to being, being attacked, bitten on the face by a German Shepherd when I was maybe, how old was I? I think 6 or 7 at an after school care program. Like I was waiting for my mum to pick me up after school and I was waiting outside. And then someone who was walking their dog locally, yeah, their dog just sprinted towards me and like bit me on the cheek. So tracking that with Nelly meant that I was able to see these processes and these cycles that kicked off and see how they were affecting me. So anytime I felt like I was, you know, my subconscious mind perceived I was in a situation where I was feeling attacked or I was feeling like the smaller person, like I couldn't speak up or I was feeling isolated or helpless because there was no one around at the time. Like all the circumstances of that experience then get replicated in whatever real world scenario I have going on, you know, in my current life and then could kick off this process. There were also, we found like 2 or 3 other tracks, one being the fear of the migraine itself. So anytime I thought, oh, I haven't had one for a long time, it could then literally like within the next hour just kick off another one. And so it was the fear of actually getting the migraine. So that work with Nelly was really powerful too. Like I found that very insightful and I felt like it brought together and tied together many things that I discovered along the way. So that's definitely a route that, or a pathway that I would suggest exploring if you feel like, yeah, if you feel like you've tried a lot of different things. These are all sort of, I wouldn't call them end of the road options, but for me, I felt like I have tried so many different things and my own subconscious work has really made a big difference, but it needs to be, for me, I feel like it needed to be coupled with some other modalities, you know, yeah, because I could definitely get a reprieve, but there was a whole nother piece that I was then to discover, which is where I am now. So the last two things that I would want to talk about, I mean, it's really one recommendation, but it's through my work with, I don't even know what she calls herself, but her name's Alex Muffson. And I've been doing some coaching / mentoring with her for the past almost 2 months now. And Alex has a whole dynamic background, which actually mirrors mine in some ways. And so that has been really cool to be able to work with her in this way. But she has like quite an incredible therapy background. Like she's a trained therapist, but it goes way beyond that. But I'll just say that for now. So therapy and a lot of real world experience in business. So she's also done human design training, which means she's a projector and I'm a reflector, and she's incorporated that a lot into her teachings and not just teachings, but into her mentoring and just like her understanding, her depth of understanding of what is going on. So I think finding the right mentor or someone that really you can gel with, it's like a dating process. Like you just got to find that right person where things click. And I feel like I've tried a few. I haven't been through like I don't tend to sign myself up for like lots of group programs or things like that. I've really like need a one-on-one experience as a reflector where I can be seen and I don't have to kind of reflect everyone else in the group instead. So this experience is the first time I've worked with someone who has human design experience. And what has happened through that is, with her therapy background as well, and the knowledge of what it takes to build a real world business, and I've had cafes and all of that stuff, and also bridge that and then work in a more holistic space, right, with the subconscious mind and all of that as well, is that depth of understanding means that Alex is able to really see me. And so being able to work together in Voxer, so we're doing voice message mentoring, just like I do with all of you in Oracle Hotline. It's such a beautiful, intimate experience, right? And so she's able to see me and reflect what's going on. And so through that, with her therapy background, we've been able to identify cycles and what loops are happening, and when the jaw, like when the tension's coming in my body, like when I can start feeling it, what has to happen, whether I need to change my environment, or it's actually something to do with moving my body. So, whether it's like paying attention to my body or whether it's changing my environment like immediately. And through that, I guess I have always seen somatic practices online everywhere, and I've just been like, yep, cool, nice. Like, I really understand the importance of being in the body. Now, what I've realized is my whole life is that I've allowed this pressure, the pressure builds up inside me, right? It builds up inside. I've got all these open centers in human design as a reflector. So the pressure, it gets very internalized. So that's been my process, is to internalize the pressure until I can't take it anymore. And then I basically get a migraine. Or I feel so overwhelmed that I'm flooding, like I'm just free, I go into freeze. And so I have been able to see that experience and how it plays out in all different ways during my day, and where the pain comes from or where it's triggered, how it's activated. And so I had seen all these somatic practices, and if you're on Instagram, there's a lot available, right? There's like, oh, try this, try this, try this. And I've saved a few and I've never really taken them seriously. Like, I see people doing like these little rocking exercises or whatever it might be. Now, 2 weeks ago, Alex asked me, she said, is there something you can do as soon as you feel that tension coming? Because the tension is always a precursor to the migraines, right? As soon as you feel that, can you go and do a somatic practice? And I was like, what? Okay. Like, sure. But I was thinking, like, what's going to work for me? Like, do I just go do some reprogramming or like just be in my body? What could it be? And one day I saw a reel with the most like ridiculous like voiceover. And I was like, this is ridiculous. But Alex just said to me in a voice message, like, give it a go. And so I thought, okay, you know what? I'm just going to do it. It's going to take me 2 minutes. And I did it. There's a little rocking, like, there's four different things that you can do, and it takes about 2 minutes. And it felt like a miracle, like the heavens parted and a miracle happened. And the tension just dropped out of my jaw and my body. So this was 2 weeks ago now. And so what I've been doing is getting used to or retraining myself that every time I feel the beginnings of tension, either in my jaw, my neck, my shoulders, whatever it might be, or overwhelm pressure in my head, I go and do this practice. And I haven't been caught out too many times where I've been, away from home and unable to access this because I need to lie on the floor. But I have done this so many times now over the past 2 weeks, and it works every single time. And I have been shocked. Like, I'm shocked. Nothing has ever worked like this ever. And so it means that when the physical pain is not able to take hold because I'm addressing it straight away or very quickly soon after, I've noticed I'm not getting migraines. And it's been this whole process, and it's happening quite quickly actually, and I'm so curious to see how it goes over the next couple of months, where I am realizing that as a reflector, and with Alex showing me as being my mirror, acting as my mirror, it's like, okay, they're all the same situations, whether it's the internalized pressure, whether it's me feeling emotionally charged from someone else, from a situation I'm in, just from the community environment. Like, it doesn't even have to be personal. If I'm starting to feel that within me, that I need to move my body. So I need to move my body. I need to empty out. Or if it's like intrusive thoughts, like if it's thoughts that are just going over and over in my head and starting to feel overwhelming, then I just need to write it out. And the emptying out process being much closer and more intimate to me, as opposed to just toughing it out and like forcing my way through the rest of the things on my to-do list that day, and then dealing with the migraine when it kicks off, which takes me out for like 2, 3 days. That process is like history now. So I am in the process of retraining my body that I can trust myself and that I can listen and that I am listening with great curiosity and care and that I do care. And I think the analogy that Alex gave me was it's like a screaming toddler, like having a tantrum. And so my body is telling me what's going on, and it's saying, I don't like this environment, or I don't like, what's going on? I don't like the energy anymore of these people around me. Like, move out of it. And so, in all of these different ways, I'm getting signs from my body all of the time, just with this pain, right? Like, that starts very instantly, from 1 second to the next, and it's really showing me the way. And so, moving in alignment with that feels so counter, like intuitive. No, actually, that's not the correct word. It just feels so out of alignment with how we're conditioned to live, right? Or run our days, because I'm thinking, well, I need to work and I need to do this and I am on a schedule, and how do you just drop everything and do this? But it's a process of retraining, and it's working, and that's all I kind of need to hold on to. And so I'm wondering if when we do things in a different way and we learn things, it's fundamentally changing how I work, how I feel, and it's opening up way more energy to be available to me to then thrive, like really thrive, not just survive, right? And really be able to enjoy my life, say yes to the things that I want to do, and be able to actually experience those things, as opposed to like feeling like I have to cancel on everything and miss out on, life. And so it's about retraining that. Yeah, retraining my body and trusting myself in this more intimate relationship, where it's like the toddler doesn't need to scream and throw a tantrum anymore for me to listen. It can be my body, right? Like in the pain, it doesn't have to get this screaming place of a raging migraine where it literally paralyzes me for me to listen anymore. It's like getting quieter and quieter, and it's a process of retraining and saying, like, I'm here for you, and I'm going to listen, and I'm going to pay attention, and I'm going to be here with you. And it's yielding like the most life-changing, and I don't use that word lightly, but life-changing results. And so it's not even from a massive training course. It's not even from investing a ton of money, or there's nothing wrong with that, but it's not through using another practitioner or needing to go here, there, for pain relief. It's really changing the game. And if this is something that you feel like you want to talk more about, I want to invite you to just send me a message on Instagram on my account, which is I am Elaine So, because I can't speak highly enough of this. And like, of all the things I've tried, It's coupling, it's like pairing the actual doing, the action that I'm taking, which is so simple. In the whole scheme of everything I've tried, this is like so simple. So pairing that knowledge with also the observations from Alex, which is like the reflection, right? Like, so she's holding the reflector for me, where she can see where the cycles, the loops are happening, and has the human design background that has really paved the way for me to make huge inroads and to change the game. And so then I do that, I do my subconscious reprogramming, and I'm feeling so good and so changed. So I'm open to any conversations you want to have about this. Just find me and invite me in so that we can, have a chat. All right, I love you and I hope you have a wonderful day.